Three toilet paper rolls.
Just a facial surface area.
Stirring it with your stick? That is thick.
Once you know your way around a Mr. Potato Head.
Chug it down a glizzy.
Cha-cha now,
y'all. Slap down a stack of sticky notes.
Get to know it and you got it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Season 3, Episode 26. Six of the Ram Talk Podcast. My name is Jason.
Hey, Scooby.
As always.
Oh, wait.
Oh, dang.
No, go.
Alongside me, as always, via the power of friendship, Matthew Jepson, over here to my left. Matthew, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, man, it's going great.
That's good.
Beautiful February afternoon, early evening.
Yeah.
Not too cold, not too hot.
And here we are.
And I'm wearing a hoodie indoors.
Hanging out.
With the hood on for these audio listeners out there.
Which, by the way, if you're listening to this and you cannot see our beautiful faces, be sure to go check us out over on YouTube.com. It'll really elevate your experience. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, on that same kind of note, if you're watching this on YouTube, you may notice there is a wide distance in between Matthew and I.
Matthew, Q did that
no,
wide
we
shot.
We have not gone back to social distancing. We have,
look, we could touch.
We're touching.
Guess a slap.
We have a chair that is empty sitting between us, and we'd like to call out somebody to... Fill this void, fill this chair. Good to be back. Trying to get back to a semi-regular upload schedule.
Every two weeks, we'll see how that goes. Not bad.
Well, because I mean, what we're at 26, so that's we're bound to wrap up season 3 at some point here. Spoiler alert.
I dropped it.
I'm sorry.
Can we get into that right now?
Here's the thing.
Whoa.
I feel like somebody's waiting on us, so maybe
keep them in there. Never bring them out. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. I think it's time. Taysen dropped a
massive bomb.
Massive bomb. Season 3 is coming to an end soon.
Soon.
But it's not,
not now.
It's not this episode. Please welcome back for the first time in 10 years.
Oh my God.
since Season 3 episode, oh my gosh, one of those.
One of those early ones, yeah.
The Glizzy Gobbler.
Oh my God.
That was what it was.
The Glizzy
called.
Gobbler himself.
Joey, Scooby Zarate! Wait, hold on, Scooby, not yet. There's an ad playing. Scooby Zarate!
Scooby!
I'm gonna close the door.
Yeah. Could be bad.
Yeah.
Could be really bad.
Yeah.
Anyways, everybody, Scooby's back on the podcast.
Is that the best intro you've ever gotten in your life?
Yeah, dude. Like, are you kidding me?
I'll take it, actually. Scooby, how does it feel, man?
It feels crazy.
Prestigious honor that it is to be on the podcast.
Dude, exactly. Yeah. It's crazy that I'm back, dude. I thought it would have been like eons later in the future, you know.
I mean, you could say, depending on your perspective, you could say it has been eons.
It has,
you know.
It honestly does feel like that.
Cameraman Matthew making some last minute adjustments.
Yeah, I'm here. Hey guys.
Yeah, like it's a crazy time, man. Like I'm glad to be back and enjoying the podcast with you guys.
Scooby definitely historically has been one of our favorite guests to have. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. He's been on the podcast, I think, more than almost anybody else.
Besides Isaac. I think Isaac
well,
has taken
like Isaac. Almost anybody else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were our first guest.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Are we sure about that?
Yep.
Yeah, because Tanner was after.
Our first formal guest, if you don't count Matthew's family members.
Right. They don't count.
Okay.
First ever guest. First ever guest while we recorded it on YouTube.com.
First ever in-person episode was also Scooby.
And
was that after Zoom? Or before?
Yeah, that was after.
That was after Zoom?
Actually. Because the first time we had you on, we did it virtually. And then second time we had you on was in person, but then we had you on earlier this season,
a couple times,
which was like a long time ago, but still this season.
The season has lasted 3 years,
and we were doing that over Zoom as well. So, yeah, well, little bit of back and forth flip flop situation.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
It's a crazy time.
So give us like a quick summary of your life, man.
Broke my hand.
Ooh.
Not actually. I sprained it. crazy stuff. Got a girlfriend.
Ooh.
Let's go. Yay for love. We hear the Ram Talk podcast. We love love.
What's love, y'all?
Guys, I have a question. What does love feel like?
I think it's okay. Like, we can go in your room and cuddle and kiss. Like,
Mom, turn it off.
Turn off the podcast. It's about to get fun. Oh.
It's about to get funky. Clap your hands. Clap your hands.
Slide to the right. Slide to the left.
Crisscross.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
This is electric. All right.
Scooby, welcome back to the podcast. You broke your hand, got a girlfriend. That's all you need really in life.
Yeah, honestly.
First choreographed dance segment in the history of Random Talk, probably.
Probably. I think it's up there for sure.
Dude, it was crazy, man. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Any big, I mean, those are obviously big life updates.
Those are big.
But any other big things going on in your life? What's new?
It's going to be anything you feel like sharing.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Yeah, please.
It's all good.
I mean, besides...
It is a safe place, but the world's listening too.
This podcast used to be a lot more motivational than it is. That's all I'm going to say. Bring back season one, Tayson.
Motivational rant.
Those vibes were the best.
Oh my gosh, dude. I mean, besides those big two, like...
Wait, can I ask, how did you break or sprain your hand?
I did something really dumb.
No.
I punched the steering wheel.
For real? Yeah. I thought that was a joke.
No, I'm being serious. It was a steering wheel.
Yeah.
And
no, they'll do that.
Yeah, I know. I was surprised that the, what's it called? The airbag didn't come and, like, smack me in the face. You know, like,
whoa. Yeah.
Yeah, like, attach itself to your face. You know, like,
has that happened before?
No. No.
You don't get the squid face treatment when you go to the spa?
No, actually. I'm too broke for that.
You're too broke?
Yeah.
She broke. I'm up.
Pretty much.
That's what I spend my money on is spa. Which, by the way...
Squid face treatment?
Squid face treatment. Did y'all see the off topic where I was going to go, but now I've switched roads on you, so I went, woo. Anyways, Super Bowl. Nickelodeon, SpongeBob, dude. Super Bowl. How are our thoughts about that?
Bro, wild.
Yeah?
Wild.
Yeah, wild.
Wild.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? They had Larry the Lobster on the field, and he was just, I don't know what he was doing, but he was there.
Bro, like, can we get a Larry the Lobster clip somewhere floating above Scooby's head or something?
Like, please, it was crazy. Yeah. Just with like the announcers and everything, and just...
Like, look at the Super Bowl. Yeah. Like, that's crazy that they did that. Yeah. The world's biggest stage in football.
It has to be amazing, dude. It has to.
I think
they say, hey, let's have SpongeBob be the commentator.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I mean, the kids who love SpongeBob.
You know, the, sorry, I can't.
Oh, dude.
I don't I'm not the greatest.
He broke his hand.
It's a struggle.
Admittedly, I haven't been able to catch any like of the live broadcast. I've just seen like clips on social media that they've shared.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a really unique idea for sure to be like, let's broadcast a football game, but like completely like Nickelodeonify it. It's a new word I'm using. it's crazy. I think there's like slime in the end zone, like every time they have like a touchdown going on. And
oh, did they?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that was just something I made up in my mind. I think so. I think I've seen it on like TikTok and stuff.
Yeah, because they've done it before. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was crazy they would do it for the Super Bowl, like the biggest game of the year.
Yeah.
They would, you know, well, I think that's pretty.
Because like how many households do you think had like the SpongeBob broadcast of like the Super Bowl compared to like just... You know, the other one.
I don't think many kids watched it. I think it was...
That's what I'm saying. Well, because, like, even...
Oh, whoa! That's an interesting point, because how many kids are actually watching the Super Bowl in the first place? Less than adults do, right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So was that the trying to a marketing idea to get the kids to watch?
I think
the Super
Bowl?
I
think I think that's been the point, like, since they started doing it, was to make the game like more digestible for kids, just because it's like complex strategy and there's a bunch of confusing rules and nobody really knows what's going on and why do they kick it so many times but you only get points sometimes and anyways, I think the idea is to definitely appeal to a younger generation of viewers, but I just think, I guess, like, in any given, like, you know, American household, the parents in charge of that television are probably just going to want to watch like the standard broadcast, as opposed to like, let's get the one with SpongeBob and Larry the Lobster on the field. I mean, I'm not saying I would also make that decision. I would personally want to see Larry out there balling, doing his thing. Yeah. But
balling.
But I'm just saying, like not. I guess I'm just saying, like, I don't know, like, how many children are like, no, guys, can we watch the SpongeBob one, and like are winning with that.
They also did a Toy Story one earlier in the season.
Really?
No way.
They did the London Games.
Mm, yeah.
When they played in London, they did in Andy's room Toy Story version. So all the players were actually like toys, like live. It's crazy that technology these days.
Yeah.
No, literally. But, yeah. Bro. It's insane. I think it is funny when you say that they were trying to make it more digestible for, like, kids. Because, like, they really did. I mean, did you see Casey's bio?
I don't think so, no.
They just put, he's good at football. That was
the end. Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. That's a good
Taylor
trait
Swift's
to have.
Boyfriend.
Yeah.
That was, like, also another.
Like, when it comes to, like, the AI aspect of, like, the Super Bowl and all that, like, it's crazy, dude. They are, like, AI-generated, like, pictures have advanced so much to the point where, like, they can do videos, dude. They can do full videos now. And it looks realistic. It's crazy. What are your thoughts?
Artificial intelligence. It's crazy. It's, it feels like, well, okay. I think we talked about this a lot in, like, history class coming up, was, like, the period from, like, the Stone Age to, like, whatever the next one was, like, long time frame, right? But then, like, the next one to, like, now or whatever, if I'm missing a couple stages, like, technology is just, like, evolving, like, a lot more rapidly. And so, like, AI is, like, way more advanced now than it was even just, like, a couple of years ago, let alone, like, I don't know, what year is it, 2024? Yeah, I think it just feels so crazy. Like, it feels like tomorrow there could be, like, another huge breakthrough, and all of a sudden there's, like, going to be some television program that's, like, completely generated. I don't know. It's crazy stuff. Too big a concept for my small mind, personally speaking.
Yeah,
I feel you on that one.
It's interesting, though. I feel like another thing that I've seen, like, just in, like, memes, is, like, they'll use AI to have, like, Plankton, like, sing a song.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I mean, those, while they are hilarious, it's, like, also kind of crazy because I think...
Can't they get, like, sued?
Maybe. I don't know what the legality or lack thereof is there. But I just think it's weird because, like, you have, I think, the Beatles, for example, who have been obviously making music since, like, freaking 1804. they put out a song recently that, like, they'd used, like, a very old recording from, I don't know, like, the 60s or 70s, and they used artificial intelligence to, like, make it sound better because it was obviously, like, terrible quality because it was, like, a recording from, like, a bajillion years ago. Yeah. And so it's just kind of, like, weird that, like, I wonder how much, like, influence from artificial intelligence we're gonna have in, like, modern media, whether that is, like, film or music or other media outlets.
I mean, if that's the case, then it's kind of scary, though, you know?
Like, I mean, just technology as a whole, like, the NBA All-Star game, the basketball court was basically a flat-screen TV this past weekend. So it's like they were showing, like, graphics on the court.
Right.
Like, it wasn't, like, wood.
Scooby.
It was, like, a glass, like LED court.
It was like a bunch of panels, and it was like you said, just like a big television basically that they were playing on. Yeah. Do you are you familiar with the soft drink Starry by any chance?
Yes, actually.
So Starry
sponsor today's episode.
Starry is not the sponsor of today's episode, unfortunately.
I got the wrong notes.
Hey, Starry, give us a call if you'd like to sponsor us. Anyways, they sponsored one of the events at like the NBA All-Star Weekend. And so they made the court, the, you know, electronic technological advanced court, they made it green, like just like so flat out green, because like Starry, that's like the branding, kind of like similar to Sprite, lemon lime situation,
right?
And it was crazy because like just we were here watching it, and yeah, Matthew has a picture.
Oh my gosh, like, dude.
Yeah, no, they just made it green. Go ahead and throw up a picture on screen.
Like, this is what the players look like. Look, they look green because of the light coming off the...
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. TMNT?
Yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
That's what I'm saying.
Are they coming back?
That's what I'm saying. So it's kind of crazy, yeah.
Did you see the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie they just made?
I did, actually.
Whoa. So did Matthew.
So did I.
It was a fun time.
It was good. It was a great time.
Won't lie. It was very interesting to see them actually act like teenagers, you know? Yeah, I mean, like,
that was cool though.
They really emphasized the teenage part in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, dude. Like, usually. Like
the emphasis is usually more on the.
Turtles.
I was going to say the ninja part, but. I mean, that too.
Like, the 2012 animated show on Nickelodeon. Like, that was probably my favorite, to be honest.
Let's do the Super Bowl, Nickelodeon, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, not SpongeBob.
Not literally.
Yeah.
Yo, I'll freaking.
Sign
dude,
the petition.
Leonardo.
That's
Raphael.
It.
Just Leonardo.
That's it.
That's it.
Welcome back to the episode. Where were we?
Technological evolution.
Technological evolution of the world.
Going crazy. AI's taking over the world. It's Scooby's on my screen.
We were talking about the basketball screen.
Yeah, we were talking about the basketball screen.
Yeah, green court.
Green court. AI.
Interesting. We'll have to.
Nickelodeon.
We'll have to wait and see how. Technology takes over.
I want a VeggieTales broadcast.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Give me Bob the Tomato and Larry the Cucumber.
Literally. Who are they owned by? They're not owned by Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network. They're like, is it Disney?
No.
PBS.
No.
PBS?
No, it's not.
Is it not PBS? No, it's not. You sure?
Yes.
You sure?
Dude, I know. VeggieTales Studio? What's it? Yeah, Studio.
Dude, I don't know.
Big Idea really. Entertainment.
Big Idea Entertainment.
Huh.
Should have known.
Why is VeggieTales no longer religious?
Wait, what?
That's the questions I'm getting.
They just talk about vegetables now, I guess.
I guess.
All right, anyways, let's go on to a new segment, yeah?
Sure.
All righty.
Bring the energy on this podcast.
Yeah. Boo, 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 boo. That was my air horn.
So what's the next segment you wanted to... happen.
One more, Scooby? You got one more in ya?
Boo.
That's kind of depressing. hold on, let's restart there. How confident are you guys in, like, you know, beating world records?
Dude, I just beat the world record of going to the bathroom.
Scooby's very confident. I'm close behind you on that one.
How many trips can you go?
All right, well, I found a list.
17 world records you can break tomorrow.
17 world records you can break tomorrow.
Oh, I love that list.
Uh-huh. Here we go. Most CDs balance on one finger. The record's 50.
Most CDs balance on one finger.
How
50?
Yeah, we taking the over or under on that?
I'm taking the under on that. I don't think I could do that.
How would you balance that? Like, do you balance it like this?
It says you may not poke your finger through the holes, so it has to be flat against.
Oh, it's
a cheating tactic.
Sorry, that's not happening.
So, yeah.
Like, maybe if I could do the finger thing, I could get somewhere. Not 50, but somewhere.
50's a lot.
50's a lot.
So we are not breaking that tomorrow.
I don't think so. No, okay. I don't think so. Shout out to whoever holds that record.
Most t-shirts put on in 1 minute. The record, 31.
31, wow.
So we're thinking 30 seconds, we're going. You know, think about that for a second.
That's dude, they're freaking crazy, man. Crazy fast. Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean.
Vroom, vroom.
So here's the rules. They can any size, short sleeved or long sleeved. Mm. And then you can have a friend to help you put them on, but they have to be one at a time, obviously. So 31 in 1 minute. That's over two per second. Wait. Did I do that right?
I don't.
The math ain't math.
I don't think so.
Is the math mathing
though? We beating that tomorrow?
Well, I mean, what are you guys doing tomorrow?
I think we could try it. I think that's a reasonable amount. 31.
Try to beat that.
Yeah. I mean, but it's also like the world record.
You go here. Demonstration. Hold this.
Okay.
You go. I'm like this. Okay. You're going. You have the shirt ready. And you go. And then. Look at that. That was three in one and out second.
Like, dude, that is.
So he's gotta do that 31 times in a minute.
I feel like you could take them off faster.
Plausible. It's Buster's.
It's possible for sure. It's possible. Plausible. So, we're creeping up on.
All right, I don't think we're gonna beat it tomorrow. Then.
Okay, probably not.
We'll take practice and we'll do it another day.
We'll practice.
All right, most Jell-O eaten with chopsticks in 1 minute.
Dude.
The record 3.2 ounces.
What?
So I guess.
So what? Do you just take their weight and then afterwards check how much weight they gained?
What if I just got like a really big piece of Jell-O? Like more than 3.2 ounces.
Then you beat the record. Hey, yo.
I'm notoriously bad. I'm known amongst a small group of people for being absolutely terrible with chopsticks.
Me too.
So I don't know that I have the prowess to make that happen.
Yeah. Would you guys need the little helper?
Yeah.
Chopstick helper?
Yeah. Probably.
At that point, just go for it.
Yeah,
really. Honestly.
Yeah. If I had one of the little helpers on the end, I could probably get there, but.
Yeah.
Dude, trying to eat chopsticks with. Trying to eat fried. Sorry. Trying to.
Trying to eat chopsticks with fried rice. Oof.
It's struggle, tough. Dude. It's tough. Chopped fried rice.
Just like take a gulp of fried rice. You're just like. Oh my gosh.
I mean, that's how I do it.
That's the normal way to do it, right?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I heard a rumor from some guy in Bit South here, but he's a crazy guy. Crazy guy. I don't believe him.
That's
All right, so props not, or unless you get a big chunk of Jell-O being that record.
Yeah.
All right, here's one. Most sticky notes on the face in 1 minute. The current record's 58, and they must stick for 10 seconds.
Dang.
Can I, overlap them?
Do they have to all show?
Can I put a sticky note on top of another sticky note?
I'm assuming it has to make contact on the skin, and then...
I don't know, it doesn't say.
I don't know if I have enough facial surface area for 58 sticky notes.
Ah, Shaq.
Just 58, though.
Okay. In 1 minute.
At that point, would you be slapping the person? Or, just...
That might hurt, yeah. That might hurt.
Do they have to do it themselves, or can they have, a friend or a partner? Or,
I don't know. It doesn't really say. It just says, must use sticky notes measuring...
58's a lot. I could probably do 25.
On a person?
In a minute, on me.
Oh.
If you slap down a stack of sticky notes... Stack of stickies, as I call them. And you were you have 60 seconds. Go. Maybe 30. 25 to 30.
That's bold.
In 1 minute.
That's.
I don't think I'm getting 58, but 25.
Hey, halfway through, you know.
So
How confident are you that they're sticking for 10 seconds after the minute?
Oh, I did forget about that. Less confident for sure. Probably 17.
All right, take the under on that one. Any thoughts, Scooby?
Yeah, I probably would.
I mean, you got some facial hair, so you does it?
It wouldn't stick.
It wouldn't stick.
Exactly. Your face
is gonna be smaller area to work with.
Right, mm-hmm. It would be more of a struggle for sure.
That's a weird one. Anyways, next one.
Weird list, guys.
Yeah, fastest time to place 24 cans in a fridge. 9.76 seconds.
Wow.
Does it?
Cans must be intact and unopened.
24
kids. So like, and it has to start with the door closed. No, I guess you just place them in there.
24 cans in 9 seconds.
Can you just place them however? You don't need to, like, you don't have to grab one at a time. You just have to just,
like, get it doesn't them have to there. Be like in an orderly fashion.
No, it just says if they fall over or become dented, doesn't work. Like,
GG unlucky. Invalid. Skill gap issue. Be
better? Think I can get there.
I think I can.
Yeah. I think I can get there.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I'm clumsy.
I think I have a strat in mind.
What's your strat?
Well, because 24 cans, I'm assuming we're talking two, like, 12 packs. Yeah. I think if I can open either end of the 12 pack and then just, like, shove them in, you know what I'm saying?
But you can't get it dented, though.
I'd be gentle.
just the
9 seconds, not a lot of time, but
for 24 cans.
Wait, do you only get 9 seconds?
No, that's
or that's the record, dude.
I think
are you kidding me?
I think
holy smokes! Thanks.
Thank you.
9 seconds?
You don't think so?
How? Like, are you just, dude?
I'm saying you take the big, like. You take the big, like, 12 pack. Oh.
Here, I got you.
You take the big, like, 12 pack cans, and then you rip open one side, rip open the other side, line it up, sneak your hand through, just boom.
Oh.
Discard the box. Boom, boom, boom. I think I can do that twice in 9 seconds. And I don't think there would be any denting. Maybe falling over, because I'd ideally be going pretty fast. So I'd have to work on that.
Practice rounds.
I think I can maybe get there. I don't, 10 seconds for sure. 9 seconds, I don't know.
It's gamble.
I'm gambling.
I believe in you.
I'm taking the over.
I would stay there and practice with you because I believe in you for that one.
Thank you. I think you could.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, that's our first one we could beat tomorrow, boys.
Hey.
Mark it down.
Come back next episode where we do that.
Okay, this one's kind of confusing. Most tennis balls held in one hand. The record's 26.
Oh, my God.
And I don't think that's true. That's crazy. It must be placed one at a time with a spare hand, and all must remain in place for a minimum of 5 seconds once the last ball has been put in position.
Maybe if I was Shaquille O'Neal.
Maybe if you have the biggest hands ever.
Yeah.
You can hold them all. I was thinking, like, maybe you could also, like, put them on top of each other.
I think you'd have to go stack approach.
Yeah. Pyramid.
Because I think I could get, like, at max, like, 4. Like, on the base layer. I don't know, man. How many? 26?
26.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
It's a lot of
definitely
tennis balls.
Definitely not making that one. All right, here's the next one.
Yo, that dog is going to be so happy.
For the basketball players out there, most circles around the leg with a basketball in 30 seconds. Record? 68.
68?
In how long? 30 seconds?
30 seconds.
30?
Yeah.
68?
68. But
what are you like
training for? Says the rules may use standard size soccer ball or basketball. So is your approach to stick with the basketball or go with soccer ball?
Soccer ball is a little bit smaller, isn't it?
Yeah. But
soccer ball's smaller, but you have to do it. Wouldn't you have to do it with your feet?
So you just go, like, I mean, around the leg.
Yeah.
With your hands.
I feel like the basketball would be better because it's grip. But like a soccer ball,
you can palm it more because it's smaller. So does that give you an advantage around the leg?
I think that might give you, like, better control.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But 68 times in 30 seconds.
A lot of times. Sorry. I mean, you're
a little
there.
Preview.
Go get a basketball. Let's try this.
Okay, hold on.
Let's get it out.
Here, give it. Just give it.
Scooby's the ultimate podcasting power right now.
Dude, my arm. My wrist just killed itself.
Maybe not.
Oh.
Okay.
Is this the approach?
This is how you do it, right?
That's, yeah, so you just gotta do that 68 times in 30 seconds.
Oh my gosh. Here, let me get a little bit farther.
Share it because then the people can see at home.
Yeah. Let me do a little bit. Here, I'll give you this one.
Cause that's.
No. Here, I'll hold this one up since it has a smaller.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
You gotta have insane ball control.
Yeah. And Matthew, I mean.
Oh my gosh. Oof.
What was that, like 12?
We gotta start a timer next time, man.
Yeah, okay. No, literally.
I was out of frame too, so that was the best content you ever get.
Yeah. So, yeah, for the benefit of the audio listeners, Matthew put the ball between his legs approximately 12 times in like however many seconds.
I bet if I practice, I bet I could get there.
68.
I don't know if I get 68, but I bet I get 60 range. Like, bop, 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 bop. Or 50.
Okay. I see it. The dedication's there.
Yeah.
The fire is there. The passion.
The Harlem Globetrotters could do it.
Literally.
So can I.
Harlem Shake.
Do the Harlem Shake.
Color.
Okay, next one.
Are you?
Oh, sorry. What?
No.
Okay, next one.
Sorry, I was like really distracted. Your eyes were so pretty.
I got mesmerized.
We're going tag team. Most leapfrog jumps in 30 seconds by a team of two.
Wow.
Our record? 32.
In how long?
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
That's insane.
That's more than one per second.
Wait, how many was it?
32.
Dude.
They must like take turns being the frog and then both hands on the ground on the back at the same time.
Bro, your coordination with the homie has gotta be like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, bro, like you gotta know what the person's thinking in that moment. Clown to clown communication, you know what I mean?
Listen, I bet if you get a great start, I bet you could get there.
Well, but you gotta leapfrogs in 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
You think it's possible for you and one other person to accomplish more than one leapfrog in a singular second?
Listen. All I'm saying is that I'm down to try it.
Oh, for sure.
And I bet I could
sure.
get close. Someone my size though.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm going on you, that's a lot of length
right.
to get.
Yeah. You got to have two small people, I think.
Yeah.
Frog
and
size
fast,
individuals.
Like, and good jumps, good
yeah.
pylometrics.
I feel like it'd be better to have tall people in this, I'll be honest.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, really? Look at basketball players. They, like, jump super high.
Yeah, but you're not going for height. You're going for quantity.
Right. But, like, think about it. I feel like they can jump higher and faster with long legs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that so you, but then there, the distance is more. You have to
the,
travel.
Yeah,
and
the
less.
More time you spend in the air, that's more time off the clock. You know.
Okay. I got you. I see.
I don't know. That's kind of a fun one, though. Interesting.
That could be something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next one. Most saltine crackers eaten in 1 minute.
And the record is.
Guess.
105.
17,000.
The record's only 10.
What?
In 1 minute?
Most saltine crackers eaten in 1 minute.
Can they? You can't. They can't crack or anything.
So, no? Here's what it is: one at a time, and then
one
they have to empty their mouth before the next. Like they have to show like.
Right.
Oh, so they're just like
before you eat the next one. So that, I think so. It has to be swallowed, and no drinking allowed.
Oh, so you're just eating.
So you're eating one. It has to get it fast down under. And then the other one in 1 minute.
Huh.
The record's only 10.
What's the brand of crackers? Because I'm just saying, there's a brand out there that is like long and you can just like, oh, you know what I'm saying? it's like freaking chugging down a glizzy, you know? You just gotta go, oh, you know?
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, I'm not trying to bring it back.
No, we gotta get Joey Chestnut on the show. He can talk about his glizzy gobbling. It's really some incredible stuff. What concerns me is the one at a time and also like the clearing of the mouth. Because I feel like at least what I envisioned when you brought it up was more like, just give me 60 seconds.
Yeah.
And then when 60 seconds happens, let me open my mouth. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know.
We gotta like swallow it all and see.
There was definitely a time in my life where, I definitely take saltines a sleeve at a time. But I don't know if I was ever like really speed running it too hard. Ten kind of, I don't know. That seems kind of like a lot, man.
It does. When you, really? It does when you have to empty your mouth and show it.
Yeah.
And then go into the next.
Like, yeah. But, it's like coming to a full and complete stop at
you,
a stop.
You somewhere. Have a minute though.
To eat 10.
I think I could give more than 10.
Yeah, I'm with Matthew on this one.
Popping one, chewing. Because
you're not eating slow.
No.
Yeah. You're eating fast.
Like, what is making you go so slow? Because you
know? The only slow part
you just have to do is it when fast.
You're, it's just like, you're like, the last like 5 seconds of each one, y'all.
But also, like, no beverage allowed. So, like, eventually you're going to experience some fatigue.
Yeah, but it's only a minute of your life.
In the grand scheme of things, a minute is not a long time. But when you're there in the situation as it's happening.
I say I could beat it tomorrow.
I think I could beat it tomorrow.
Let's go, Scooby. Yeah, let's go, baby. We're
all right, hey, man. I hope you guys can. I'm rooting for you.
I've seen people eat watermelon faster than that. Then again, it is also like watery.
Yeah, you know, so you like, have the liquid on your side in that instance. Yeah.
Right. I feel like it's possible.
Okay. Well, come back tomorrow where we try to eat 10 saltines in under a minute.
Dubs. All right.
Dubs.
Most push-ups with claps in 1 minute.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
The record's 77.
70? Wow, yeah.
And
in a
no,
minute?
No,
I don't think
like,
so.
Like real push-ups. Like cheap shots. So definitely not beating that tomorrow.
No. Yeah, not tomorrow. Not the day after. Not the day after. Not the day after. For sure.
Dude. All right. Next one. Fastest time to assemble Mr. Potato Head while blindfolded. Okay, here we go. This is where we get good stuff.
This is the big league.
This is what we train for. 16.17 seconds.
Wow.
And everything must be completed in its proper order, like in the right holes.
Right.
I guess.
Sure. 16 seconds, blindfolded, Mr. Potato Head. I would need to practice for sure. I'm just at this current moment in time. I don't know how familiar I am with the anatomy of a Mr. Potato Head.
Did you ever have them growing up?
I can recall interacting with one at some point, but I don't know.
We had a couple. So it looks like a standard Mr. Potato Head. Cold. We got the hat.
Eyes.
We got the hat, eyes.
Eyes.
Nose.
Mustache.
Stash. But I think the mustache and the mouth is one.
Okay.
It's not though.
Is it two? Two it's separate two. Holes?
Yeah, oh. The mustache goes under the nose.
I thought they were connected in one.
No.
Oh my gosh, it's the biggest Mr. Potato Head ever.
Are you sure?
I'm very sure. Like, as a kid, even though I never had one or owned one, I remember my my daycare would have them, and like they would have all the pieces, like in sporadic places. But yeah, look. Because you can put different mustaches. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, can you see that?
Oh, you're right,
that's what I'm saying. Kachuga, you know what I'm saying?
60 seconds blindfolded.
All right, anyways.
I feel like that one would be a little
bit. But you got the two hands and the two legs.
Yeah.
So, and the two ears.
Are the eyebrows on there? Or do you got to put the eyebrows on there?
I think you got to put the eyebrows on
there. You got to put the eyebrows on there?
Yeah, bro.
For real?
Yeah, for real.
I think so. I think he comes like
bare. I don't think he comes with eyebrows.
No, he does.
No, I think he comes bare bones.
Some of them don't have eyebrows
actually,
on.
No, wait. They don't put. Oh, I forget. So when it comes to the eyes are one singular thing, but the nose and mustache aren't. They're two separate things while the eyes are.
Yeah, so there's not two like eyeballs you have to put in.
It's it's just like one thing of the eyes. Yeah.
They lied to us. They lied to us.
16 seconds?
Blindfolded?
If you know the
exactly. Body. Exactly. You'd have to get pretty intimate with the anatomy of a Mr. Potato Head.
you know, like take them out to
the day, write that down.
Put in the out of context video.
But
name of the episode, everything.
Man,
intimacy with Mr. Potato.
Yeah.
Imagine just like going out for dinner with like your wife or your spouse, and you just see a dude with a Mr. Potato Head like across from him. He's just like, "So how's your day going?"
Oh my god. Really get to know
him. Hey, I mean, but once you know your way around a Mr. Potato Head, you can beat that record. You know what I'm saying? And so. Yeah, I would need some practice, but I think I could get there eventually. 60 seconds, that's a long time.
Yeah, I believe in you. I believe in you.
Let's sit here for 16 seconds and see how long it is.
I feel like I could be in eternity. Oh my gosh.
Who's counting? Am I counting?
He's just looking at the
time. Oh yeah. I don't need good idea.
That's 16 seconds right there.
16 seconds?
Yeah.
Mr. Potato Head, done.
I think I could have it done.
Really? Bro, get to know it and you got it.
Get to know it and you got it. That's the name of the episode.
Bro, that's like the best dating advice you could ever give someone.
Yeah.
I think I might still have some Mr. Potato Heads. Unless we gave them away.
Cha-ching.
Y'all doing like couples therapy? Or... All right, next one.
No, we're going to break a record is what we're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Making history.
Most coins stacked into a tower in 30 seconds.
What coin?
I don't know. I'm trying to read
pesos,
that.
Freaking...
Any coinage that carries a mass thickness of 3 millimeters.
Okay.
So I don't know. But 51 is the record.
Specific.
51?
51 in 30 seconds. I don't think so. I don't think I'm getting that one.
I think mine's probably falling over.
Yeah, dude. And it's like too small, and one movement, and you're bumping it.
Yeah, exactly.
Going under.
A lot of room for error.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, busted.
Busted.
Fastest time. I don't know what that means. Most marshmallows eaten in 1 minute. 25.
Goodness gracious.
Must be a standard size marshmallow, and no drinking either.
That I feel like that would be hard.
Is this a one at a time situation?
Yes, it is.
Okay, that makes more sense.
How many? 25?
25 in a minute.
Dude, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yo, who wilded? Like, oh my gosh. Bro, because I remember doing like the Chubby Bunny Challenge, and that was already a struggle trying to eat that.
Definitely easier than saltines. Well, I mean, obviously, because that record is 25, the other one's only 10.
You think it's easier than saltines?
What's the time frame? Is it 30 seconds or a minute?
It's a minute.
So if the record for saltines in a minute is 10 and the record for marshmallows in a minute is 25, which one do you think is easier to eat?
Depends
on how... Yeah, but I'm thinking, dude, marshmallows are kind of hard to eat.
Like for you personally.
Yeah.
Right. Question is, though, can you warm them up? Like, can you have them heated?
I don't think so. I think it's just straight up.
I think it's out the bag.
Straight
up.
Bag.
Okay. Because I was going to say, if it was, like, straight up heat,
yeah,
I feel like
that would be harder, though.
Would it?
Yeah, because it's like toothpaste, bro. It's like, it's always like... gooey.
Yeah.
No. You know, like gooey's hard to get down there.
True.
Right? Because you're eating a Rice Krispie treat, think of it that way, and it's like gooey and it's like... Anyways.
Right, but like I feel like those are easier to chew or like to swallow.
But like when you melt the marshmallows while you're making a Rice Krispie treat,
yeah,
you're not thinking, well, I could slurp that down in a second. Like that is, like when you're stirring it with your stick... It's like that is thick.
When you're stirring it with your stick, you're like, that is thick.
You know what I'm saying?
Welcome back to the Ram Talk Podcast.
Two bathroom breaks later.
Two bathroom breaks later. Oh, we are feeling
we're going
good.
Crazy. All right. So what was the record that?
25 in a minute.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do 25.
I don't think I can do 25.
But
25 or not.
I can definitely do more than 10. Yeah. I think it's easier than saltines. I think saltines are harder to get down.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just a couple more. Most t-shirts folded in 1 minute.
Dude, my mom would beat
record
that today.
23. This one doesn't give rules, so.
Give like a Latina.
Probably classic folding method.
Yeah. Me personally, I fold my t-shirts differently every single time I fold them.
I don't fold my t-shirts, so I'll like,
no, I feel like, I feel like my inconsistency is going to really play a large factor there. I don't think I can get to 23.
I just toss them in the bin.
I think I could do it.
You're a Latino monk, dude.
Bro, I've been trained in the ways.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll cheer you on. We'll cheer you on, you know, for sure.
We'll have to, like, take a course from Scooby's mom how to do it, and then after
this,
practicing.
This one's interesting. Fastest time to type the alphabet blindfolded.
Oh, man.
4.13 seconds.
No.
No way.
No, not happening.
Was
Sorry.
That from India?
Yeah, some guy in India did that.
Bro.
He's probably a hacker.
You'd have to really know your way around the keys.
Man's wilding. What keyboard did he use?
I was not paying attention in computer class like that.
Yeah. All right.
For real. What?
Two more. Most socks put on 1 foot in 1 minute. Record 52. 1 foot, 1 minute.
Does it have to be a person? Do you have to do it?
Probably.
Because I'm just saying, like, if you have, like, a machine that does it for you, oh, bro, easy. Easy clap. Clap easy. Harlem Shake, y'all.
52 is a lot of socks.
It is.
It's a lot of socks.
We don't know the... What is, like, the rule set, though?
The blood flow is going to get cut off.
Exactly. I feel like at a certain point, it's not even about how fast you can put on a sock. Because once you get enough of them on there, your foot is, like, a completely different size and shape.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's like a cast.
Exactly.
You just find a different color.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to pass on that one.
Yeah.
I'm taking the under.
All right, last one here. Tallest toilet paper tower. Tallest toilet paper towel. Hour in 30 seconds, 28 rolls. Wow. 30 seconds, 28 rolls.
Bet.
And they probably have to, like, stay, you know.
One, two, three. Three toilet paper rolls.
This is getting a little glonked up right now.
I was confused.
What is going on? I say, I bet I could do it.
Yeah. Under 30 seconds?
Yeah.
28 rolls in 30 seconds? It would be like too tall to reach.
It's like, how tall is a thing of toilet paper?
That's a good point.
You do that times 28. You need, like, at least like a step stool.
Yeah.
And at that point,
that waste time.
At that point, exactly. At that point, you're getting risky. Like, might sway, might tip.
But what if someone?
Same thing. No, but same thing with the coins, though. Like, one wrong turn and you can't turn around. That's what they say.
All right. So, okay. Maybe you're right.
All
right. All right. Anyways, that's World Records. You break tomorrow. Do 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 do.
Boo boo.
What's next, Jason?
Do 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 do. Next up is gonna be a segment I like to call the Yay of the Day.
Yay!
Is that what we're doing?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, sure. So Yay of the Day, for anybody that doesn't know, is just a little time where we like to shout out all the underappreciated things in life. my Yay of the Day today is going to be tortilla chips. Because I just think they're such a great, like, food vehicle. You know what I mean?
Just don't hit your hand on the steering wheel when you're driving it.
That's, like, the most relevant thing. Sure. Yeah. As you're driving your tortilla chip, make sure not to punch anything. I love a good tortilla chip just loaded up with goodness on its way to my mouth. Like, that just makes me happy, you know?
Yeah.
Good nacho situation.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes the airplane.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of tortilla chips.
Well, I mean, yeah.
But I appreciate that you are a fan of.
Hey, thank you. Yeah. Thanks. Even like.
I do like the lemon lime ones, though. Like,
oh, yeah. No, for sure. That's, yeah.
The flavored ones, but.
I enjoy those. But I just like the tortilla chip, man.
Really good one.
That's very good. I haven't been on here in a while. I haven't been grateful forever.
Has not been grateful for anything.
it's
why
been
his hands broken. Karma.
Oh my gosh, it was karma. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My yay of the day is I want to give a huge shout out to, you know what, like, you know what, hip hop dancing. Hip hop dancing. Like,
wow,
dude,
I love that pick.
It is,
that's a great pick.
Like, it's such a, bro, like, I don't know what it is, but like, when it comes to like our generation and the generation before us, mm-hmm. or the generation after us, wait, hold up, yeah, the generation after us, yeah. I feel like we've kind of lost that feeling of like boogie down and like have fun with just dancing, you know. And let's
boogie down and have some fun.
Yeah. Like, I've always loved.
Make sure to bring your Mr. Potato Head.
Just like seeing the corner, like the kids like practicing. Oh my gosh. But yeah, no, like, I think hip hop dancing is super cool and I greatly appreciate it. And just all the people that can do that kind of stuff, because it's super cool, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Anyways, Matthew, take it away.
Great pick. I love it.
Matthew, what's your
very original, very new.
What's your yay
new
for today?
My yay for today?
Yeah.
I'm going with historical fiction.
Lying.
Movies, literature.
Lying about the past. Making up
historical
stories.
Fiction movies / book media. Historical fiction,
so that's
media.
How
like the
relates.
I Survived books.
Sure.
Yeah.
Those are historical fiction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I only remember the shark one. I Survived.
I
shark
do remember
attack.
That one. The Great Whatever. Shark Attacks of 1913.
That is so specific.
No, that was, I had like a weird obsession with sharks when I was younger, so I read that and it like, it was just really, it was good. I loved it. Anyways, I love those books. That's what we're talking about now.
Like, one of my favorite like genres of books is historical fiction.
So. Yeah.
Right.
I think they were fiction. I think it was just like, because I think the, here we are. I'm decided we're talking about these. I think like the book was from a perspective of somebody who like maybe wasn't real. It was just like telling stories as if you were there, but I think it was like a pretty accurate situation. Like, I don't know.
1916.
Ah.
Yeah.
I'm close, fired.
Close.
Fired from book club. Dang it.
Did y'all do Battle of the Books?
No.
No.
I didn't see people.
No, I'm not. I'm not a strong reader. It probably took me like 2 weeks to get through that shark book. I'm not gonna lie.
Dude, those are
like
10 pages.
69 pages. Yeah.
Is it 10?
No, it's more than that. But they're very small.
Yeah.
Bro, shout out to Scholastic.
Yeah.
Bringing always the
book fairs.
The coolest book fairs. Grabbing all those knickknacks and
I survived that
toys.
Shark.
Also, have you seen lemon sharks?
No.
Like, dude, they're like the puppies of the ocean, or the puppies of like the shark community.
Give me a lemon shark.
Like, I'm telling you right now, like, shark? Lemon shark.
Are they yellow?
They get, it's so funny because like they will bond with humans, and then like they will get jealous if another lemon shark comes near them, and they'll like fight them to get the attention of their human. It's quite honestly the most like adorable thing ever, and both the funniest.
Smiling you.
Wow.
They're not that yellow.
No.
This is crazy.
Yeah, no, but they're
I'm just looking at the I Survived book and I was like, wow, that's nuts.
Gotta go back.
Someday it's gonna be like, I survived.
Is it bad that my brain was
I survived the Rim Talk podcast.
I survived the Rim Talk podcast. That's the name of this episode.
Is it bad that my brain immediately
bro,
was like,
on the Octonauts?
Dude. That's the lemon shark.
Oh, my gosh.
All right,
survived the Octonauts.
I survived.
We good?
I can't say it. I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, that's
can all right. Can I say it?
I mean, you can just cut it out.
Right. I survived 9/11.
No, they did that one.
Did they actually? Yeah. Stop! You're lying.
Dude, they have tons.
Stop!
Because it's evolved. It's now like a comic book series.
Whoa!
But they also did like the OG.
Please don't tell me they did one for what's it called? What's it called?
Oh,
Yeah, you know what I mean? The,
coronavirus?
No, what is it? Columbine. Like, dude. Oh my gosh, they did.
I think I read this one. Bro, I couldn't tell you anything about heck? It, but like, yeah.
Doesn't know anything about 9/11.
I couldn't tell you anything about the actual specific story, thank you.
Oh my gosh, dude. Like, did they do one on, like, Columbine?
I don't think so. I think it's more like, not to say that, like, that wasn't, like, a big thing, but, like, kind of, like, worldwide, like the sinking of the Titanic, like,
like, worldwide, like, known things that, like,
yeah, like, I mean, this is probably a big
blimp. The big blimp that blew up?
The
Rosemary. No, that's a shit.
I totally know this. The Heisenberg.
Oh, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. I think it is the Heisenberg.
Could be making that up.
Hindenburg.
But no, like
Hindenburg.
I think.
Hindenburg. Yeah. Hindenburg. Yeah. Heisenberg. I think
close.
I think that's from something. anyways, no. But like
Adam Bomb. Sorry. What was his name?
The atomic bomb.
No, the oh gosh.
Oppenheimer.
Yeah, but like, wasn't that dude that was named Heisenberg? Am I crazy? I'm crazy, guys. I think I'm going insane, genuinely.
What are you saying?
Eisenhower?
Heisenberg? Heisenberg.
No, I think, have you ever seen Breaking Bad?
Yes!
I think it's Breaking Bad. I think that's where I got it. But but the Hindenburg, Jesse. Yeah, it was definitely the thing.
Jesse need to cook meth, Jesse.
Mr. White.
Anyways, continue.
No, they did. Yeah, they did the I Survived the Hindenburg. But it's more like, I don't know how to say it, like worldwide tragedy. No. I Survived the Nazi Invasion of 1940s.
Oh my gosh.
Things that like
drastically changed.
Maybe didn't like
world
affect everybody in the moment, but like it was like a household name everywhere in the world, you know?
Oh,
not
dude.
To like downplay like what happened at like Columbine. Obviously that was terrible, nasty stuff. But I mean, that kind of stuff happens all the time in America. So, like,
oh my gosh. Okay, let's end this episode.
That's all I'm going to say.
Ram Talk Season 3, Episode 26.
But, like, not.
Oh, I'm yeah, done.
I'm done. I shouldn't say anymore. I'm done.
Just like
shout out to Historical Fiction.
It only happened one time, guys. That's why it's a tragedy. But, like, that's if 9/11 happened every day, they wouldn't write a book about it. Anyways, sorry. Feel free to cut me out of the episode entirely. Just like stitch line right here. Just kind of get me away. Yeah.
Take me
anyways.
Away.
But does that make sense? Like, is that what I'm saying? Do you know what I mean? Though? Like,
I know what you mean. I understand.
Okay.
I understand.
Like everybody knows about Titanic. I don't think everybody knows about Colin. They should. You educate yourself. But, like, you know.
Titanic. Did you know that there's a sequel?
Titan. They made another Titanic?
They're thinking about making another Titanic.
Like a boat or a movie?
Like a boat.
Another boat?
Like a boat.
Titanic
boat.
Part 2?
Like the one that floats
seems
in
like
the water.
Like a weird idea.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Don't
like
they already have
omens,
those
though?
No.
Like cruise ships are basically the Titanic of our day. Cruise ships are way bigger.
I guess
like,
yeah.
Way...
I think the Titanic was bigger.
Titanic was actually pretty small.
Was it?
Compared to now what we have nowadays, but actually,
oh,
yeah.
So
I'm
just
I'm spitting weird.
News.
What was bigger, the Titanic or a Carnival cruise ship?
No, the Titanic was a huge ship. That's obviously why.
How big?
You know, it was such a big deal back then.
But it was.
But I don't think it's anything.
It, yeah, no, it was like the biggest at the time.
That's yeah.
Yeah.
Or something.
But like, if you go on like a cruise ship, like I think that's bigger than the Titanic.
Really?
Honestly, I don't know. So don't fact. Tayson's fact checking.
I'm just Googling biggest boat ever.
Welcome back to Factor Cap.
Honestly, I probably sound really dumb. Many modern day cruise ships are more comparably sized to the Titanic.
Really? But it's not bigger, is it?
The cruise ship is about 5 times bigger, is what one of the videos are saying.
Oh, never mind.
When it comes to size, modern cruise ships are much larger and longer than the Titanic. On average, modern cruise ships are around 1,000 feet in length, while the Titanic was 882 feet long.
Never mind.
So average cruise ships are indeed probs larger than the Titanic.
So why bring it back? Like, besides,
yeah,
like,
so why bring it back? Midship, for real. Unimportant. Irrelevant.
I survived a midship. 2024.
Yeah, I survived a cruise.
Oh my gosh. Dude, speaking of things that sunk, remember the submarine?
Yeah.
With like the freaking Xbox 360 controller?
The little, yeah, the soda can that they sent down into the deep sea and expected to work. Yeah, that was crazy.
Can we end the episode?
That was probably so bad.
Talking about bad things that have happened.
Controversial. Oh, Random Talk finally gets controversial. I've been waiting for this moment for 4 years. Let's freaking go. Just kidding.
Hot takes are back.
Hot takes. Yeah.
Last 10 minutes of this is weird. Okay.
Right. Honestly, just make this episode 10 minutes shorter. Just like cut off
it. I think we're good on time. So
we good?
Yeah. I think we should wrap it up.
Right. Wrap it up.
Anything you guys want to talk about a little bit more? Any controversies?
Historical fiction.
More people are like throwing stuff at Mona Lisa.
I did see that.
We had like an episode about it.
Did they actually?
Yeah, well, because at the time, I think somebody threw like a cake or something. Yeah, I've seen people recently, they've thrown like soup.
Soup.
Why?
It gets attacked all the time.
I don't know. I don't know why the Mona Lisa specifically, but people just have used it
as
like,
attention, bro.
Like social demonstrations or like some kind of like protesting. But it varies, honestly. I don't know what happened, like why the Mona Lisa is so like the target, but. Yeah. So if you guys ever want to like make a statement, let's go over there. Where is it? France props? Where's Mona Lisa?
I think so.
Okay, let's go to France. I mean, sorry. Hypothetically in Minecraft. Let's go
to France. We gotta end this episode,
we're
bro.
Not, we're not plotting this is like any actual crimes.
Documentation of war crimes.
We're not.
Oh my gosh.
But like
what if we did?
Hypothetically in my dream last night, I wanted to go to France and kick to Mona Lisa.
Would you kiss me if we did a protest at the Mona Lisa?
What if we kissed covered in cake at
the Mona Lisa? All right, Scary, thanks for hopping on, man. It's been way too long. Hopefully we get you back on a couple more times at least.
Matthew's suffering so hard right now. He wants to end this so bad, but I'm having a great time, honestly. This has been Season 3, Episode 26 of the Random Talk Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, viewing, watching, taking in our media, however you've decided to do it.
YouTube.com.
It was great.
Spotify.com, Apple Music.
If you're like Matthew Apple and you only use the web browser com, every single service available.
Patreon.com.
Yeah. Let's start
WorldRecord.com.
There's a lot of
SpongeBob.com. Scooby.com.
Scooby.com. Scooby, anything you want to
say?
Hype up or announce or. Yeah. Scooby's new movie coming out, Scooby-Doo
and autobiography.
That could be something. I'd be a part of that. I'd watch it. Something, whatever. You know,
it's just like 20 hours of just me on the toilet. Like that's just it.
Like it's not even a movie. It's
average
just like...
day in the life of Scooby.
I sleep, drink, and die on the toilet.
4 hours for podcasting, and the rest of the day is just struggling.
Busting the grumpy.
Anyways, thanks for listening. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see you next time. Season 3, episode 27.
What's it called?
This episode or next one?
I thought we were gonna have
next episode is gonna be called
taking a pie to the face. Mona Lisa style.
Oh my god. Alright, see you guys next week or whatever.
See you guys next time we make an episode. If
be nice
we
to
ever
people
do that again. Yeah. Be nice to people.
Peace.
Have fun.
Peace keep in the Middle dancing. East. Yeah.
Yeah. Alright.
Anyways. Love you, Daddy.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.